Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Apologize for that interruption. Not really quite sure what ended up happening. The demons ended up getting in there into the stream, so I did my best to jump in there and fix it for y'all, so that way you guys are able to stay caught up. So we're going to give it just a brief moment here and allow everybody to be able to jump back in before we keep going on with the story. But it is absurd, right? So what we've been covering, if you guys are just now clicking on this video, if you haven't yet, make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Make sure that you have your notification bell turned on, because things are about to start getting ridiculous again. Yeah, I'm back. Told you, I'm back. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to not finish the story for the day. But you got to understand, man, like this situation that ended up taking place, this briefing that ended up coming out today, was astronomical when it goes down to the amount of information that actually got put out and how much misinformation, disinformation was actually been floated around in mainstream media, despite the fact that we all know that it's not true, right? We're all looking at it going, is it really possible that we dropped all of those like 12, 30,000 pound bombs on Fordow and yet it's still somehow in existence? And then we come to find out we've been studying it for 15 years. We come to find out that we had entire teams devoted like to this thing. We ended up discovering that this bomb in particular that was dropped on Fordow, we did over 100 test shots to make sure that would take place. I'd say for certain we have all of the analytical data that we need in order to understand that we crushed Fordow. Not only that, we also crushed their ability to make more centrifuges, because we knew that Iran cannot be trusted. It's absolutely nuts. Jack J coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships as I get it going. Yeah, of course I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to abandon you like that. That's ridiculous. So with all of that information that's out there, people are still speculative. They still think that, oh, maybe it's not a possibility. Maybe it didn't happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're wrong. They're absolutely dead nuts wrong. Now, with all of that information that we ended up putting out from the Pentagon, there's something more important that you guys need to understand. Number one, Khamenei's still alive. He ended up coming out with a brand new video today. He ended up coming out making brand new statements. And it certainly looks like there might be some more drones that are still operating over the top of Iran. Iran definitely appears to be accusing Israel of it, and Iran hasn't backed down. As a matter of fact, Khamenei came out with some pretty dang harsh words today, and so did one of his, basically his chairman of the Joint Chief, ends up coming out making their own statement today. So we're going to go over those here in just a minute about like what is the way forward for this, because I still don't think it's over. But there is reports coming out of Iran of large explosions, and you can actually see it here on the horizon inside this video, stating that we are still, or Israel is still, bombing Iran. But they're claiming that it's all being done through drones. And these drones were like, there's an actual video that ended up coming out. It's somewhere, here we go. Actual video that ended up coming out of a Hermes 900, all right, a drone. That allegedly was shot down over Isfahan yesterday, all right? The other day. And there's still drone attacks and stuff like that that are taking place, reportedly. There's also reports of mass executions. There's reports of people getting rounded up. There's still people screaming that the revolution is going to take place. But more importantly is that the Ayatollah ended up coming out and making his statement about how it all works, right? Let's talk about the intel that ended up going into it. SecDef ended up addressing all of the intel.
There's been a lot of discussion about what happened and what didn't happen. Step back for a second. Because of decisive military action, President Trump created the conditions to end the war.
Incog Faraday coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, brother.
Choose your word. Obliterating, destroying Iran's nuclear capabilities. I want to read some of the assessments that have been provided, because whether it's fake news, CNN, MSNBC, or the New York Times, there's been fawning coverage of a preliminary assessment. I've had a chance to read it. Every outlet has breathlessly reported on a preliminary assessment from DIA. I'm looking at it right now. Again, it was preliminary, a day and a half after the actual strike, when it admits itself in writing that it requires weeks to accumulate the necessary data to make such an assessment. It's preliminary. It points out that it's not been coordinated with the intelligence community at all. There's low confidence in this particular report. It says in the report there are gaps in the information. It says in the report multiple linchpin assumptions are what this assessment.
Imagine that.
A linchpin assumption. You know what that is? That means your entire premise is predicated on a linchpin. If you're wrong, everything else is wrong.
So a lot of information there to take in, right? This is one single report a day and a half after the strike, which acknowledges that it's falling short, which acknowledges that it doesn't have everything, and so on and so forth. It is one report. And the mainstream media, while they chose to leak key words out of this thing, didn't happen to throw out all of that other information At all.
And yet, still, this report acknowledges it's likely severe damage. Again, this is preliminary, but leaked because someone had an agenda to try to muddy the waters and make it look like this historic strike wasn't successful. I'm going to get to the chairman in a moment because he's going to lay out the particulars for you based on his professional military experience. But here's what other folks are saying. The DIA that put that report out says that this is a preliminary low confidence report and will continue to be refined as additional intelligence becomes available.
Imagine that.
How about the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission? The devastating U.S. strikes on Fordo destroyed the site's critical infrastructure and rendered the enrichment facility inoperable. Have any of these quotes made their way into the New York Times or the Washington Post? MSNBC? CNN? Any of these quotes? How about this one? This is a new one from the UN, the United Nations. No friend of the United States, or certainly Israel often. Here's the head of the UN Atomic Energy Agency this morning, Rafael Grossi. U.S. and Israeli strikes caused enormous damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Don't take my word for it. How about the IDF's chief of staff? I can say here that the assessment is that we significantly damaged the nuclear program, setting it back by years. I repeat, years.
Years.
The Iranian foreign minister, the spokesman, our nuclear installations have been badly damaged, that's for sure. I'm sure that's an understatement. John Ratcliffe, the director of the CIA, putting out a statement just last night. CIA can confirm that a body of credible intelligence indicates Iran's nuclear program has been severely damaged by recent targeted strikes.
Guys, this is a 5-minute clip from Fox News where he just rambles off the entire time about all of the different intel reports, all of them, that detail how jacked up that site got. They ignore everything else, and then they put that in there. It really, seriously, has to make you wonder what the hell the MSM was thinking in putting that out. I talked about Khamenei. Talked about him. Told you that he might not be alive, that he might be dead. Haven't heard from him in days. This morning, he ended up putting out a very long speech. Let's go ahead and listen to a little portion of what Khamenei had to say today. I should congratulate the people. First, I would like to congratulate them on the victory over the fake Zionist regime. With all this clamor and pretension, the Zionist regime was almost annihilated. And crushed under the blows of the Islamic Republic. The second congratulation is on our dear Iran's victory over the American regime. The American regime entered a direct war. Because it fell that the Zionist regime would be completely annihilated otherwise. Nevertheless, they have achieved nothing in this war. They attacked our nuclear facilities, and this by itself warrants punishment by the international courts. But they failed to achieve anything significant. The U.S. president has disproportionately exaggerated in describing what happened. It turns out that he needed such exaggerations. And on the other hand, the Islamic Republic landed a resounding slap in America's face. If attacked, Al Udeid base, one of the most important U.S. bases in the region. And inflicted damage on it. The same people who exaggerated about the damage on Iran's nuclear site have tried to belittle what happened in this case. They said that nothing happened while a great thing did happen. Like, is he out of his damn mind? Like, does the Ayatollah think that nobody else, like that everybody is blind? Maybe inside of Iran they're blind, but the rest of the world isn't being gaslit by the Ayatollah. Not a single ballistic missile impacted Al-Udeid. Not one. We would have had so many photographs of that sucker floating around by now showing any damage whatsoever at Al-Udeid. The freaking pro-Palestinian people, the Iranians, everybody would have lost their shit. I've been like, oh my God, Iran threw a massive blow to the United States of America. And yet the Ayatollah, in this alleged real video, some people are saying that his voice is dubbed over it. It looks real to me, but I'm just letting you guys know that some people are saying it's AI generated and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so they're saying that this could be him being dead, and that they just kind of like randomly came out. They're saying that the style of speaking that he has is different from his other ones. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not buying into all that crap just yet. I'm not. But what I am going to state is that Iran 1000% is going to continue on. They're going to do their best to try to continue to enrich uranium. I think they are shut back years from getting there. Just based off of everything I've seen and everything I've heard so far, years and years set back from ever being able to start spinning centrifuges again and making everything happen. We bombed their ability to generate new centrifuges. Every single location that they were spinning up uranium at had been struck. We had blasted the crap out of their most formidable force. And in the event that we ever get information that they're doing again, you bet your freaking behind, we are going to do the exact same thing. Sun Wukong says the tubes are out to get you. Nah, man, they're not out to get me. It's just... I don't know, man. I wish I could tell you, but yeah, it certainly seems that way. Incog Faraday coming in and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships, and Jack Ray gifting out 5 as well during this part 2 of How Ridiculous Is This? Let's give a listen to the Iranian general. He says, and he warns the United States and Israel of a devastating response if they fail to learn from previous crushing strikes on Al-Udeid base in Qatar. You can't make this crap up. This dude literally is like threatening us after we just bombed the crap out of him, after we just embarrassed him, after they didn't shoot shit down. This is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. Gavin Smith said, who would win in a fight, the Ayatollah or the goat on a stump? I got a feeling the goat has lost that fight numerous times at this point in history. It just was never captured on video. You want my opinion? I bet there's numerous little girls also that have lost that fight with the Ayatollah, sadly enough. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Now, Ayatollah finally did come out and break his silence today, right? We've got that video. But the reason a lot of the speculation on whether or not he's still alive goes down, not just to what appears to be an AI-generated video to some people, even Sun Wukong, right? As I say that, I end up getting a donation through. Sun Wukong says he doesn't look good. I have this feeling that the loathsome term regime change is the only fix for this BS. You're the man fighting the grift media. I mean, doing my absolute best to do it. But it is. It's absolutely delusional what their statements are. It's absolutely delusional for people to try to pretend like we didn't like bomb the crap out of it, right? Like we didn't destroy that facility. So again, it's been days since we heard from the Ayatollah. And this morning, either he got a hold of his freaking X account or somebody else did, because he's just been putting out massive amounts of stuff. First statement, his important televised message will be released in minutes. And you can go view the whole message if you want. It's really long and I don't recommend listening to it. He also said, I offer my congratulations on the victory of the fallacious Zionist regime. With all of that commotion and all of those claims, the Zionist regime was practically knocked out and crushed under the blows of the Islamic Republic, practically knocked out. My congratulations to our dear Iranians' victory over the U.S. regime. The U.S. regime entered the war directly because it felt that if it didn't, the Zionist regime would be completely destroyed. It entered the war in an effort to save the regime, but achieved nothing. No. We didn't even enter a war. We bombed a facility. There was no entering of a war. Unlike, I don't know, mainstream media likes reporting, we didn't go to war with Iran. We bombed the crap out of one of their nuclear sites because they were directly threatening the United States of America and have been for years. And they're trying to develop nuclear weapons. Islamic Republic delivered a heavy slap to the U.S.'s face. I don't even think we need to go over that one. The fact that the Islamic Republic has access to key U.S. centers in the region can take action whenever it deems necessary is a significant matter. Such an action can be repeated in the future too. Should any aggression occur, the enemy will definitely pay a heavy price. So now the Ayatollah, after we bomb the shit out of them, force them to their knees to stop shooting at Israel, to stop all of this garbage, that actually has the balls to come out and continue to threaten the United States government, not just their military leadership, but also the Ayatollah himself. Then Khamenei tweets out, the U.S. president stated Iran must surrender. Needless to say, this statement is too big to come out of the U.S. president's mouth. Really? Now, what people are stating is that all of these tweets from him that came out today in conjunction with the video says that maybe this isn't the Ayatollah and maybe he's still dead. They're still rumoring that he's still dead. And they're saying that because most of the time he has religious references in his tweets. And that is absolutely true. I've seen them myself. I've read over his freaking tweets. God only knows how many freaking times, because he'll put out some wazoo crap just on a whim. But yeah, a lot of the time he does have religious references in his tweets. A lot of the time. Not every time, a lot. And so I don't think that that within itself is a sign that he's dead. I don't. I really don't. But one thing is for dang sure, they definitely didn't accomplish their mission over in Gaza. Their whole goal with attacking Israel, their whole goal with doing all of this is because Israel went into Gaza to retrieve the hostages that were taken almost 2 years ago. There's still tens of them, dozens of them inside Gaza, alive and or dead, unknown at this time. And Iran's going in to stop it, allegedly, trying to. Iran orchestrated the whole thing. Iran's been backing up all their proxy organizations. And even when Israel tries to do something good, even when they're distributing humanitarian aid, even when we have this entire project that's devoted, filled with U.S. contractors at multiple locations spread throughout the Gaza Strip, trying to get people their food that they need to eat, the Iranian regime still wants to attack and condemn everybody because they're still in there. Over the last several days, I've seen reports come out of Gaza. And one of them, actually multiple of the reports, is either the IDF or U.S. contractors attacking people outside of the humanitarian aid distribution points. And I have told you guys months ago, I think it was almost 45 days ago when those aid sites opened, that Hamas is going to get into those lines, that they're going to start attacking people, that they're going to do their absolute best to deter people from getting in there. The videos I've seen come out of the humanitarian aid distribution points inside Gaza are so grotesque that I can't even share them on this show. I can't. Dozens of people wounded and or killed, and zero evidence suggests that Israel actually did it. But that's the narrative that's coming out, is that Israel and the United States are the ones that ended up attacking all of these people over inside Gaza as they're attempting to get humanitarian aid. We exercise complete and total control over the distro of it to make sure that the people actually got what they needed. And every single time I tell you that Hamas has been stealing humanitarian aid, that Hamas is inside the Gaza Strip, that they're doing horrible, horrible things to people, nobody wants to believe it. Then today this video comes out. That's not one truck. That's not two trucks, ladies and gentlemen. Can you compare the linguistic patterns? Probably. Should you? No. And again, you're relying on AI, which is easily fooled, easily tricked. So, what you're looking at on your screen is people that are loyal to Hamas that go in. People want to say they're not Hamas fighters. Okay. I guess we'll just stop calling the kettle black. Going in and stealing humanitarian aid before it could make its way in. Dozens of trucks ended up getting taken by them. And to state that it wasn't Hamas that was doing it is absolutely ridiculous, as if they could tell the difference, because Hamas still refuses to wear uniforms. The other day, I believe it was Tuesday night, I told you guys that there's going to be big news coming out of Gaza soon. And I still believe that to be true. They're going to end up hearing more and more and more coming out of Gaza, and you're going to hear about it for a reason. IDF had a mass casualty incident the other day, on Tuesday. Watched the video of it. Hamas ended up putting the video out. Looks like they went up through massive amount of explosives into APC, kill 7 people. On top of that, we have these humanitarian aid distribution points that have been getting attacked. And so the question becomes, how hot is Gaza about to get? Because Netanyahu the other day came out and stated that now that this Iranian problem is done, they're going to shift focus. They're going to get back into Gaza. And they've been at it for a while. And I'm going to find some maps. I'm going to start battle tracking and figure out what's going on in there. Because right now they're about to reach a very crucial point. They still have not figured out, to the best of my knowledge, where they're going to end up putting all of these Palestinians when they go to rebuild the Gaza Strip. They have the southern portion of Gaza that's been closed off. They're turning into HA distribution points. They're still blown up tunnels. I see several kilometers of tunnels getting blown up all the dang time. All of this stuff is still happening, and it's been ongoing in the background. It's been like kind of like covered up. IDF also has other operations that are taking place over inside the West Bank. There was a riot today over inside of the West Bank, and you had some Israeli settlers that were moving in. They ended up allegedly lighting on a bunch of vehicles on fire, getting into it with the Palestinians. They're throwing rocks at them. IDF shows up. IDF puts out a statement that says a Palestinian gunman opened fire on them. 3 people ended up getting killed in the incident. That's going to spark some outrage. I'd expect some more like terror attacks over in mainland Israel because of that incident. But in reality, when Israel ends up shoving all of these people and starts putting their main effort and main focus back into Gaza and starts hammering down for what is now taking place inside of Gaza, what you're going to see is an uptick in violence again. And you're going to see an uptick in the media, and you're going to see the media start pointing all of this crap out. So I want you guys to be prepared for that because it's going to come. Gavin Smith says, I remember after 9/11, the way the country came together and how patriotic this nation was and wanted revenge. Now everybody gives them a pass, but why? It's an excellent question. MT, why do we allow the moose limb world to talk to us this way, but not other places? Moral relativism. Like how Israel says regime change equals bad, but they say that they want to eliminate Israel equals fine. Good question. That's a very good comparison, right? Like, why is it okay for Iran to state that they want to rip Israel off the face of the earth? Why is it okay for them to develop nuclear weapons to attack the United States? Why is it okay for them to attack nuclear weapons to attack Israel and all of our allies and assets around the region? And yet when somebody mentions regime change, all of a sudden we're the bad guys, even though the Ayatollah is the whack job that's been like spreading this chaos all around the Middle East. And yet it's perfectly acceptable to say, yeah, no, let's uproot Israel. That is like the crux of the entire situation, right? And then they end up trying to tell you that it's not about that. It's about all of their aggression. You know what's even worse? Palestinian Authority came out. Hamas is murdering civilians who came to the Gaza aid distribution centers. Palestinian Authority Daily ended up coming out with that report. And there's videos of this, by the way. Not just a couple images, but actual videos of this taking place. I've seen videos of Hamas capturing people and executing them. They're going over there for that. They're attacking the humanitarian aid distribution points. Why? Because they do not want the people to be able to rely on that. When I told you guys that this is a battle not for physical terrain, but human terrain, I meant it. And so what ends up happening is Hamas ends up going in, they end up murdering these people and end up trying to turn them away from getting it. And then they go and they hijack the humanitarian aid and they try to sell it back to the people. And what that does is it sows even more chaos and more confusion. It gives them propaganda. So it's a win-win either way. And when people are trying to say that, they wouldn't end up killing their own people, that's absolutely insane. There's no reason for them to do that whatsoever. You got to understand that the way Hamas would see this is that they are just taking these people out for the side of jihad, that they can go and they can kill these people. And that's okay because they then become martyrs. They died for the righteous cause and that makes it okay. They're saving their souls, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't know that? That's how that works in their minds. And so, yeah, it's cool for them to go and execute them. It's cool for them to launch these attacks, even on innocent women and children, even on innocent like men, whoever the hell it is, let's go over there collecting it because it makes it okay for them. Somehow they're able to get away with it all, right? And nobody's going to question it. Everybody's just going to believe that it's Israel that's over there doing it, despite the fact that we have pictures, videos, everything of Hamas grabbing these people, executing them. And there's no substantiated information. And I'm going to tell you that right now. Zero substantiated information that I've been able to find because I have been following that crap on the backside. When I told you guys that my brain was fried over this last week and a half, I mean that. Brain was absolutely fried because I'm trying to keep up with that. I'm trying to keep up with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and trying to keep up with the strikes that were taking place over inside of Iran. So I've been watching all of this crap and I've been looking for any credible source, any credible video that I can analyze that shows Israel is executing these people or doing anything like that. I can't. You know what I did hear, though? that Hamas has been chucking hand grenades at these people outside of the humanitarian aid distribution points. That's what I heard. As I look into things and as I try to find and as I dig a little bit deeper, that's exactly what I hear is taking place over inside Gaza. So it's absolutely ridiculous to me that all of that's happening and that nobody's going to question it. You want to see what some of these videos look like that I'm talking about? Humanitarian aid distribution point. See people like literally running for their freaking lives. Here's a freaking gunman shooting at people. Does that matter? Do people actually believe that? Linda Liu, believe it or not, I do have an assistant and she is amazing. Her name's Casey. She does great work. Shout out to Casey for all the amazing things she does to keep me in check and keep me on freaking track and make sure that everything's running smooth and presenting to me with the newest information, ag and appearances. Not that anybody gives a shit. Jackson Hinkle. Jackson Hinkle is now back. He's now starting to come out and he's now starting to speak again. Even with this video, listen. You want your proof that Israel's not the ones that are doing this? Is that what you want? You want your proof that Israel's not doing this? Check this out. Here's your proof. Gunshots and all of that other crap going on. You got people that are still walking with humanitarian aid, but even more so, you end up having people that are running to go get more humanitarian aid. If Israel was executing people, if Israel's the ones that are shooting at them, they would not be charging into bullets between Israel and the contractors and then being like, oh, you made it to the front. Like, is it a congratulatory prize? Like you managed to dodge all the fire, but we're still handing you crap. No, that's not it either. The amount of freaking aid that's been distributed is insane, and it's an accomplishment, and it's a feat in a denied area for them to be capable of getting all of those people to go over there and actually start getting it, even when Hamas is attacking them. If you want like actual proof that the tides are starting to turn over inside Gaza and that Hamas is drastically gripping to this narrative that they're still in control and that the Palestinian people inside Gaza actually want them there and in control, watch those videos. Like I said, I wish I could provide you the videos on this channel to show you the amount of people that have been killed or wounded outside these distribution points, but it's insane. It's absolutely nuts. And yet the people are still showing up to get their humanitarian aid knowing that that's coming. That's defiance, ladies and gentlemen. Like you want to read between the lines of what's going on over there, just like I told you to read between the lines when it came to the protests that were taking place or the militia members that got stood up in the South and all of that going on. I referenced that video to you, knowing that Hamas has been attacking those people, knowing that Hamas is capturing and executing those people, knowing that they're doing all of those things, they still show up to the humanitarian aid distribution sites. Trouble actual. So some of y'all need to recognize how much research Matt does. The amount of research I do to keep up with Tardio is tiresome. Love you, bro. Yeah, it is. It is quite literally a full-time job. I mean, when I'm not researching, I'm either speaking on the subjects, I'm involved in different feeds. I have so much information that I take in on a daily basis and have to do my best to be able to take it and piece it together for you guys. It's a lot of stuff that's out there. And what's even worse is just like we saw with this, like, likely most covered military action that the United States military has conducted in a very long time. Even then, there's loads of disinformation. Dude, minutes after we started bombing Fordow, there was disinformation that ended up coming out. Stuff that I'm able to easily recognize. Things that look like nuclear explosions, claiming that freaking Fordow had been blasted off the map, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now I want you to imagine places like inside Gaza where I've got to dig and find actual accurate information to be able to bring and present to you like the facts. It's a lot. It's a lot to keep up with. It is. Gavin Smith says the real victims are the children born into that. And I've said that before, man. But I don't think a lot of people also understand that, you know, being born into a situation like what's taking place over inside Gaza is absolutely insane. You just can't. You can't imagine what it's like to have somebody that like sits there from the moment that you're born to try to tell you that everybody outside of this place is your enemy, that everybody is trying to kill you, that this land belongs to you, that it's the promise of God. These are people that you trust. And the best example that I could probably give is how the West ends up gaslighting the entire society. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've got your kids listening, tell them to stop. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to just mute it for the next minute or two as I speak about this. Just do that. That way I don't destroy your kids' life. The best comparison that I can give you on how gullible people are is Santa Claus. I want you to picture that in American society, we have Santa that stood up and we have kids sitting on his knee. They all think that they're going to get presents. They think that all of this stuff is true. Their parents end up telling them it's true. Everything that they see in their world, they go to bed one night and they wake up the next morning and there's presents. And in reality, what it is their parents just coming in and throwing crap underneath the Christmas tree. And in the West, we end up gaslighting our entire society to make them think that's true. It's kind of like messed up when you really think about it, like how much we end up gaslighting our own kids. The Easter Bunny, thousands of them. Now take that and put it in a little microcosm of Gaza, area the size of the city of Las Vegas. And inside there, you have everybody in that society, all your trusted adult figures, everybody else is telling you from the day that you're born that Israel, America, everybody is this evil freaking regime, that you are promised that land. And that they go on with that belief for so long. And I want you to think about how like a 7, 8, 9-year-old at the latest, probably in the States, actually discovers that Christmas ain't real, that Santa, well, Christmas is real, but like Santa ain't real, right? There's not a, like a place at the North Pole where elves are putting all these presents together for the crying out loud. We make multi-million dollar movie productions to continue to gaslight our kids, right? And parents happily take them so that their kids believe in this fantasy for a little bit longer. I want you to imagine that situation, but growing up inside Gaza, being told all of this false disinformation and misinformation, and how hard it is to change that, especially once you become an adult or a figure they're close to, 16 years old, 15 years old, to where you're capable of picking up a rifle and being thrown to the front line, like we've seen in all the videos coming out there, and that these people are forced to like go back in their brains and say, you know what, I was lied to. To get to that point takes a very long period of time. And when you see what's taking place inside Gaza with people defying Hamas, means that that cycle is slowly getting broken. It really is. It's slowly getting broken. When you have Americans handing out aid and everything else, and then Hamas starts attacking you, and you got to ask yourself, why would Hamas be attacking us when all we're trying to do is feed our families? It's pretty ridiculous. And I think that within itself is going to be one of those things that ends up kind of like changing the game for everybody. I mean, there's so many good clips I can play for you guys from like today's freaking Pentagon briefing. I mean, like, it's just nuts. That's what's taking place. Gaza is about to light off again. It is. And the West Bank, like I told you guys, they're going to need to crush that. And you're going to start to see that upticking. And we're going to pay attention to what's going on. Now that all of this crap allegedly is done, I don't think it is, but allegedly it's done. So we're going to start going back over and we're going to start talking about what's happening in Ukraine at the NATO summit. Trump ended up making, you know, in their own words, some really good grounds. Making sure that within like the next 5-10 years that these 32 NATO countries, including the United States of America, are going to start increasing their defense expenditure or defense budget by 5% of their GDP or up to 5% of their GDP. So all that's going to get done. That's amazing. That's good things. That's really good. All right. That adds like just under $5 billion to the U.S. I think it was like right around $5 billion to the U.S.'s defense budget, which is going to be huge. It's going to go great. But all of that is going to start having a huge impact as well over on the front lines of Ukraine. And I look forward to digging into that because that has to come to an end. Putin can't continue to do what he's doing over in Ukraine. The world's in absolute turmoil. Stock market's doing good, allegedly, but the world's in turmoil. So we need to pay attention to that. I had a buddy that just told me that he ended up getting let go from work this morning because of some of the restrictions that China put on the United States of America. We do have a financial war that's taking place right now. And I'm going to actually bring that friend on in a little bit to talk about what took place in the industry that he works in. And I think it's important for you guys to understand that because American jobs are actually being affected by this. While we might not have bombs falling into the United States, what we are having is we're having people coming after our financial industry. It's wild what's actually taking place. China and Russia know that they can't take America head on in a freaking near peer conflict. But what they do know is that they can go after the U.S. dollar. And I think that's how it's actually coming through. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'll see you guys tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I freaking love you, man. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.